It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. North Korea is expected to launch a three-stage long-range rocket during the first week of April. The North Koreans say the rocket is purely civilian in nature, designed to put a satellite into orbit. But there are suspicions that the launch may be a test of a long-range ballistic missile. North Korea today warned the U.S. and its allies not to interfere with the launch, but it will be monitored carefully to determine North Korea's true intentions. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Preparations have been underway for weeks at Musudan-ri in North Korea for the launch of a rocket known as the Taepodong 2. The activity there provoked concern in the U.S. that the North Koreans were preparing to test a long-range missile that might have the capability one day to deliver a warhead on U.S. territory. But recently, the North Korean government has taken steps that point to an attempt to put a satellite into orbit, says Mitchell Reese, vice provost at the College of William and Mary and former head of policy planning at the State Department.
There's a context in which this launch is going to take place. And so far, the North Koreans are trying very hard to manipulate and shape the context to persuade everybody that this is a civilian-based space launch vehicle.
Earlier this month, North Korea notified international organizations that it intends to launch the rocket between April 4th and 8th on a trajectory east from North Korea. It has warned ships and aircraft to avoid that flight path during those days. The North Korean actions have been persuasive, says Jack Pritchard, president of the Korea Economic Institute.
I do think that they are going to attempt to launch a satellite of some form.
Recently, the director of national intelligence, Admiral Dennis Blair, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he had reached the same conclusion.
I tend to believe that the North Koreans announced that they were going to do a space launch, and I believe that that's what they intend. I could be wrong, but that would be my estimate.
Still, uncertainties persist. The North Koreans are assembling the rocket inside a long-covered building out of sight. They will disassemble it, bring the parts out to the launch pad, and reassemble it there. Erecting the rocket on the launch pad will take 3 days, and it will take another 2 days to fill it with liquid fuel. Satellite photos of the rocket on the launch pad will not be available until then. The rocket will be highly vulnerable to attack once it's been reassembled, hardly a sign that this is a military test launch. But many analysts say civilian and military launches are quite similar, according to Evans Revere, president of the Korea Society.
Whether it's a satellite launch or something else, what they are essentially doing here is developing the launch vehicle, the same launch vehicle that could be used to launch a warhead of some sort at one of its neighbors or even the United States at some point down the line.
Experts in rocketry say there are significant differences, though, between a space launch vehicle and a long-range missile. Their trajectories are quite different, and that makes for different stresses on the rocket. With its assortment of sensors in space and radars in Japan, Alaska, and at sea, the United States will know within the first minute whether the North Koreans really are trying to put a satellite in orbit. There has been much talk of using American missile defense interceptors to destroy the North Korean rocket, but such an attempt would be considered only if it was on a flight path to reach U.S. territory. North Korea has said that would constitute an act of war. Jack Pritchard believes the North Korean rocket is highly unlikely to pose a threat to the U.S.
There's no public, nor do I understand any classified information that suggests that there's any type of warhead, conventional or otherwise. So the potential for this being a risk to U.S. Security is not there, as far as we know.
There is also great concern in Japan about this rocket because it will overfly Japanese territory. Mitchell Reese believes that everybody ought to take a deep breath and use diplomacy to get North Korea back to the bargaining table over its nuclear weapons and its missile development.
What we need to do is to think very clearly about what level of threat this space launch vehicle really presents to us, make sure that our allies don't overreact, then try to think through exactly what it is that we want from the North Koreans in the future.
This will be only the third time North Korea has launched a Taepodong 2. In 1998, Pyongyang claimed it put a satellite in orbit, but there's been no proof of that. In 2006, it was a missile test, but it exploded 45 seconds after launch. Mike Schuster, NPR News.